You go. I told you I wasn't going
to
do it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Buddy Cast. I am the star of the show, because in America we go left to right. Star George Ferrito.
We've been having a discussion on whether we're co-stars or co-hosts, or both of us are stars, or both of us are the host.
All of the above.
Yeah. All right.
It's the same thing, isn't it? Co-star, co-host.
No. There's a star, and then there's a co-star. Do you think Trinity gets paid as much as Neo? No.
I think she probably got paid as much as them in that last debauchery.
It's because they had the same amount of screen time.
What about something like Thelma and Louise, or like what's the one with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg? The other guys. Like, are they co-stars, or is Will Ferrell the star?
They're both star. They're co-stars.
Right.
Yeah, because they both have equal level of fame.
Hmm. I wonder who determines that. The bill? How much money they get paid?
How much they get paid, yeah.
Oh. So the other voice you hear on this podcast, if you're just listening, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, if you haven't gone to patreon.com/thebuddysystemco, you don't know, because you would have already seen our co-star, Alec Damani.
Hi, guys.
Aloha.
Guest co-star.
Guest starring Alec Damani. Like, yeah. He's who you come to the show for. You know, right. You're like, oh, shit, what? Right. Your mom's favorite black guy's on?
Alec is on, yeah.
I doubt it. People will probably be like, I'm going to skip that episode.
They skip the ones that it's just us.
If they do, they're racist. Yeah. So, like, that's the bottom line. Yeah. And homophobic. It's just like, dude, check so many boxes for us. It's like,
yeah, we're good for the year. No, we don't need any more guests.
We don't have any more black people on.
That makes sense. I think that's why I get booked for shows too. They're like, oh shit, we got a gay black guy. We need him.
It's the singer color rainbow. Let's go.
I can fill my show with 18 white guys, and if I put one gay black guy on there, nobody can say shit.
Not to mention, might get a blowjob out of it. So.
Yeah. Promise.
But play my cards right, and if I lower my standards,
but tell him he only needs to bring three people instead of nine, he might figure that way out.
Yep.
I feel like God. I'm bringing back like Jay and Silent Bob together, you know, for like a reboot or something. Alec and Silent Will. Oh my God. A&W. Ooh, do you guys own root beer?
No, I would.
You guys are fucking up.
But wasn't that what we weren't we gonna call that? Wasn't that our podcast?
A&W.
We were gonna call it that.
You're so fat, dude.
No, I think it was assholeism.
Oh, that's what we ended up on.
Yeah, we started with A&W.
Yeah,
and we ended with.
Why didn't you stick with A&W?
Copyright issues.
Copyright.
I don't know.
You're just making excuses now.
I feel like A&W is like out of business anyway. Do they still operate?
No, they still have some. There's not many, but restaurants? They still have some. Yeah.
They still make root beer though, right? Like their own.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, dude, yeah. The A&W cream soda.
Woo!
Bro. Right? Here. Right?
I don't really like cream soda.
You're missing out, dude. Why not?
I don't know. I just don't like the flavor.
What do you think about butter beer?
From like Universal Studios?
No. From fucking Hogwarts.
I don't know. Never had it.
From Universal Studios?
First of all, it's not from Hogwarts. It's from Hogsmeade.
So,
fucking dork.
You guys are nerds.
Yeah. Dude, I got like 9 wands down there, okay? My gauntlet is actually in a box in the closet right now.
Why would you move that away?
No, I was trying to like make room for stuff, and I had to find other decor. But
you have other nerdy shit you want to put out.
Yeah, you gotta have a rotation, bro. Like I got pins and the secret stained glass.
You can't have the gauntlet, but you have a Loki for president button.
I would vote for him. Yeah,
fuck, what the dude, fuck?
That was such a good show.
First of all, not born in America, can't be
perfect.
President,
perfect.
So. Okay, and he was born in Asgard. Actually, he wasn't born in Asgard. He was born on some other alien planet.
Yeah, so he can't be president. That's what I'm saying.
Why not? Obama wasn't born in America?
Facts. Now let's talk about the moon landing.
I'm just going what on the walls are, dude.
Yeah, he's from, what did they say he was from? Where did Donald Trump say that he was from?
Africa.
Nigeria.
Just like, you're born in Hawaii. Like, you're not American.
Donald Trump was like, what's the blackest sounding African country? That's what we're going to say he's from. Nigeria? Yeah, that's pretty
Nigeria
black.
Nigeria was two on the nose. He's like, Kenya.
They're like, no. He's like, Niger's two on the nose. But Nigeria, that's it. That's it. That's perfect.
I would have said Egypt. You always forget Egypt's in Africa. You always kind of single it out.
It's kind of on the cusp. Yeah. But yeah,
because people always think Africa is just like all dirt roads. Like in America, we've always been portrayed of Africa as like it's just a shitty, rundown third world country.
That was just a desert.
No, dude, they have entire cities, like you know, bustling cities.
I mean,
in Africa.
Yeah, I mean, well, of course they do, dude. I think that would be a cool place to go.
Fuck yeah,
Africa.
Yeah,
yeah.
Madagascar, dude.
I would love to go to a quarter of the planet. Bro, you gotta be more specific than that.
I mean, it would be cool to go to the Sahara to be like, I fucking, you know, took a 2-day trek across the Sahara or something. Not across the whole thing, but a portion of it.
Watch a lion eat a gazelle.
Yeah, dude. Let's do some wild shit.
I go to Morocco.
Kill a rattlesnake. I don't know. What the fuck?
Seems exotic.
You can kill a rattlesnake in America.
Yeah,
take
but
you
if
somewhere
you,
right now, you can if, kill a rattlesnake.
But if you kill it in the Sahara Desert, it's like for survival.
Right, but the rattlesnake in the Sahara Desert can like shoot poison at you and grow spikes out of its spine,
yeah.
Transform into a bigger snake in the full moon. Shit happens, bro,
and
in the Sahara.
It's crazy that we got pretty lucky with our wildlife here in America.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You think that's part of why we advanced so quickly? It's like, oh, we don't have mosquitoes the size of birds.
No, we killed a lot of that shit off.
Yeah, we did.
Because we had dinosaurs. Yeah. We had dinosaurs.
We told those buffaloes to fuck right off.
We started blowing off dynamite. We're like, hey, don't come this way. Don't.
You remember that meteorite? Yeah, we got some shit that's worse.
Yeah. Don't. We're making trains, bro. Those things don't stop. We're just going to take out your herd. Have you seen Planet Earth on Disney Plus?
Yeah, of course. No. There's like two of them, right?
Oh, no. What I'm talking about, sorry.
It's on Netflix,
fucked up. Welcome to Earth with Will Smith.
No.
It's dope. You should check it out. It's super dope. And it's like shot in ultra HD, so it looks super dope. But in the first one, they take Will Smith to a volcano. A live volcano.
Why would you take that man to a volcano?
Exactly.
That is a national treasure. Don't take
him there. Exactly. Exactly. And his guide, or at least one of his guides, no shit, is blind.
What the fuck?
Oh my dude, can you imagine how much their liability insurance probably is
man.
For that?
Just, it's like, great too, because like the first 10 minutes of the episode, he's just talking to a dude, you know, and the dude's like walking him through. He's like, all right, watch your step here, we're gonna go through here.
You're watch
like,
your
guy.
Step, bro, you're blind.
Exactly. He's fucking great. He goes whitewater rafting.
Like, you watch your devil? Step.
Basically he said he can use echolocation in like enclosed spaces to navigate an unknown room if he has time. Like,
god damn. That's time.
But they were definitely like, let's try and kill Will, bro.
Yeah, let's how can we kill him and make it look unsuspicious? Lead a blind man to the volcano.
Yeah, and he wasn't born blind either. He like lost his sight, so he had to learn how to like behave blind, I guess.
I can't believe Will Smith agreed to this.
I don't think he did. I think he found out that he was blind.
He got there and was like, wait a minute.
And then once he found out, he's like, well, if I don't go, now I'm going to be like labeled like an ableist. Yeah. You know? I have to do it.
I don't think anybody would blame him for that, though.
Yeah.
If the news broke out that Will Smith would. Cancels contract because tour guide is blind, I don't think anybody would be like, yeah, he's an asshole. I'd be like, yeah, oh, good job, Will.
It would be funny to get like just a blind tour guide just on a normal tour. Because if you just, he's just like, if you go ahead and look to your left here, like, how the fuck do you know, dude?
Yeah, they should have a blind Jungle Cruise operator. Just reading a book. Like, if you look to your right, cheetah.
I hope.
I think it's the right spot.
The ride's been slow today. Can someone tell me if we're at the backside of the water? Yeah, it's when they tell you he's blind, you're like, hold the fucking phone. I almost wanted to rewind and see if, like, they showed it, because you couldn't tell. This guy does, he's like, if I could do it sighted, I'd do my best to make sure I can do it blind too. So he legit is like whitewater rafting. He's going hiking. Ow. He's exploring through the forest. I mean,
whitewater rafting is so noisy though. I know. All that water around, it's so noisy.
But he says he can feel better. Like he can feel waves and things. When they were at the volcano, he was talking about his whole body kind of like resonating and vibrating from the volcano, and Will was like, I don't hear anything. And so they showed him like the seismometer thing, the instrument that they were putting in. He was like, well, what he's feeling is showing up on the paper, so you can't hear it, but he knows that it's there. So he's got extra sensory perception.
Why is he not fighting crime?
Because he's blind and I still fuck him up. That's why, bro. All I got to do is catch him by surprise.
That's
from above.
Daredevil.
From above. That's all I have to do is just drop in on him.
He's like a good sidekick.
Because you have to think, if he can detect seismic shit under the ground, he can detect your heartbeat.
Probably.
I mean, what good does that do?
You could sense when somebody's there.
I mean...
I'm sorry. I spent the whole week watching the Daredevil.
Daredevil's so dope, bro.
I was literally
Daredevil
watching it before I came
ninja.
Over here.
It's amazing.
Yeah. He's like, I can't hear their heartbeat. Track their weapons.
Yeah. Whoa, spoilers, bro.
That shit was in 2018.
I love that cameo of Daredevil in Spider-Man.
Oh, that shit was so great. It's fucking solid. I watched it. I watched the earliest showing available the day it came out.
Damn.
And the energy in the theater when he first came on screen was insane.
Nice.
Like, it just, I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, there was only one row in my theater, which is now closed, but we all went out. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. That shit's insane. I can't wait to see what they do with him.
Oh, I know. Will doesn't care about.
He doesn't.
Daredevil and shit. You watching Book of Boba?
Yeah.
Did you watch the latest one?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's the best episode of television.
It's not even a Boba Fett episode, if we're being completely honest.
I heard somebody say that the best episode doesn't even have Boba Fett.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even.
It's fantastic.
I mean, I guess.
I'll probably watch it tomorrow. I started watching it with the boyfriend, so I can only watch it with him.
Right.
That's the only downside to, like, relationship. Yeah,
dude,
because I was at home all day yesterday, and I was like,
life.
I could watch Boba Fett right now. I can't do it.
Dude. And I had no idea. I went in completely cold. I try not to read anything about it, so I really had, like, fanboy moment, and it's a great one. Solid cinema. They should just do that forever.
It's just weird to put it there. It's weird to put that episode there.
I guess, but...
Is there, like, Jedis or some shit?
I mean, I'm not going to answer any of your questions, but you are going to be thoroughly pleased. But I get it. You know, like, I will... Up until this point, the show felt a little stale, a little dry. Choreography is a little lackluster, which has really changed, and you can tell that girl that directed it, Bryce Dallas Howard. Do you guys know who she is?
No,
she's
she has a cool name.
She's
though.
The girl in like when they reboot Jurassic Park with Chris Pratt. She's like the girl lead. She's the aunt.
Oh, that girl.
She's the redhead.
Oh, I love that girl.
She's so hot. She's super thick too. Not fat. She's just thick. She's Boy, oh boy. She's such a great director. This smoke show knows how to direct the shit out of science fiction. She should just do the rest. It's fun. Her episodes that she's done has just... I think she's like 2 or 3 for 3, in my opinion. Just knocks them out of the park. But up until this point, Book of Boba was a little lame.
If it's entertaining, but it's like, eh.
Yeah. How do you feel about William?
I was enjoying it just for what it was. I don't know why they did this last episode I don't want to say too much, but it didn't make sense to me.
I mean, it's a roller coaster.
This should have been
like
the first episode to something else is how I see it.
I know. I think they know. I think no. The Dave Filoni knows, all those guys, they know what the fuck they're doing. Jon Favreau, they know what the fuck they're doing.
Oh, Jon Favreau's great.
Yeah, he's smart.
He kills it.
Yeah, I hope he's not touching kids, because it's really going to ruin. That's going to ruin a lot.
It's going to ruin so much
like
shit.
Like when you found out Joss Whedon was toxic, I'm like, oh, come on. Now I got to forget Buffy. I got to forget Angel. I got to forget the first Avengers. Oh, man, you make it liking you so hard. But I don't. It's fine.
Can't forget what they've already done, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we still listen to Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He didn't do anything. Nothing. What is he guilty of? Releasing amazing music? Guilty, Your Honor.
Being a child? I don't know. I have no opinion on
Wanting
it.
Wanting dreams? Trying to stay young, bro. That's life.
He never got to be young.
Yeah, poor guy. No, but no one's ever gonna reach that status again. No one. There's unless like someone's galactically famous or even solar systemy famous. If you're famous on two planets, maybe. But I think Michael Jackson's the standard. Is there someone almost as famous or more famous than Michael Jackson? Michael Jordan.
People claim Drake is close to that level.
No, Mr.
Hot Sauce in the condom.
We'll find out when he dies.
True. You know? True. When that's every radio station's playing his music.
Dude, people in Germany were crying when Michael Jackson died. You know?
Everywhere. If you watch, like, there's just videos of him in concert in other countries, fainting. And people are going insane.
It's wild.
It's Astro World every weekend for Michael Jackson. He's just knocking shit down.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, every country was so sad that day. Even in North Korea, they're like, you guys can cry for someone else on this day.
We'll allow you three tears.
Yeah, we'll allow you a moment of silence.
Yeah, they're like, Beat It was one of our favorite songs to play.
What is your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Beat It
Solid.
Or like, Man in the Mirror.
Oh, that one's in hindsight, that one says a lot. You gotta think hard. I think mine is The Way You Make Me Feel. It's just pop. It's funky. It's
good.
A super weird music video because you're like, hey man, what are you wearing? Like, why are you tying your shirt like that? I don't care if you're straight or gay. That's a terrible wardrobe choice, just in general. But I guess, you know. What's the joke? You look like Cap'n Crunch.
I don't know. My favorite. What's the one where he's denying the kid?
Oh, Billie Jean.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite one.
Solid classic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm not gonna change mine though.
I used to do a joke where I would say that's my favorite song because it always proved to me that Michael Jackson is really black. He's like, that's not my kid. Not my kid. Hell no. Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
I only put my dick in little boys.
Yeah, now we know allegedly. For sure it wasn't his kid. Yeah. Even the kid that, like, he almost dropped? Was that actually
his kid?
No,
he
didn't
drop. Kid? Blank that was kid. That he held really? Over the, yeah, that was his kid.
His, like, biological kid?
Yeah, he's a full-grown adult now. I think his name is Prince. Oh. Or Blanket. Blanket. Blanket.
No, it's not.
His name is Blanket.
They named him after what he almost dropped him out of?
Yeah.
They named him after what saved his life, sir. Say what you will about Michael Jackson, but the man knows how to swaddle a baby, okay?
That's how you know, like, the level of fame he had, because he held a baby over a five-story balcony and kept his child.
Crazy.
And then went on to say, no, I was just showing them the kid. Like, they wanted to see the kid. I would never let my man, I would never let him go. I had him. I know how to carry a baby. I was just showing them. And they wanted to look.
No, you're ignorant.
Oh, Michael. R.I.P.
Rest, I guess.
I just saw a video of him yesterday saying titties, and it was the funniest shit ever. He's just in the back of a car, and there's crowds of people on him, and he's like, oh, look at the one right there. Look at the titties bouncing.
Oh, he's a dude. Got
he's
it.
A dude,
perfect,
yeah.
Perfect. Did you see him? Did you see when Oprah asked him if he was a virgin?
I was just going to bring that up, actually. No. Yeah, I did see that. I wonder if I can find
it. He dodges the question like a virgin would. He said, I'm a gentleman. Something shouldn't be talked. I'm a gentleman. I can't say it's inappropriate.
Right.
Yes or no, Michael? Yes or no?
I don't know. The way he moved, that man fucked.
Right? Those gyrations.
You don't move like that without fucking.
Well, right now it's Brooks Hills. Well, we try not to just be everywhere and go everywhere.
We're gonna get pulled off of YouTube just for playing his voice.
I don't like going out in the public. Have you ever been in love? Yeah.
Yeah.
With Brooke Shields? Yes, yeah. And another girl.
Look at that smile. Oh.
It's embarrassing for me to ask you this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Are you a virgin?
I didn't know Oprah was so bold.
Dude. She is when she gets these one-on-ones. Damn. She's like, ooh, I'm not going to, this is one time. Yeah, I was going to say, history. Yeah,
she's like, I might not get this chance ever again. Damn. So.
She's like, yes, I have a show and an empire, but I'm still a journalist.
Yeah. Why would you even think to ask that?
Like, look at his face. I mean, this is 0.4 seconds after it was asked.
He's about to stab her in the face. We said not to talk about this in the dressing room.
You didn't talk about this in the pre-notes. Yeah. This wasn't brought up.
Are we still rolling?
How could you ask me that question?
This seems so theatrical, dude. Like
that's like in fourth grade, someone's like, you ever touch a boob before? And you're like, what?
What you? Yeah.
How do you feel? Yeah. Like? Boob. Okay.
I just want to know. I want to know.
I'm a gentleman. You're a gentleman.
I'm a gentleman.
So
I'm a gentleman.
So okay. I would interpret that to mean that means that you believe that a lady is a lady, and therefore
that's something that's private.
Wow.
I mean, you know, shouldn't be spoken about openly. You can call me old-fashioned if you want, but you know, to me that's very personal.
But that has nothing to do with whether or not you're a virgin.
I'm embarrassed.
He didn't ask who you fucked. Do you think Oprah was hoping to take his virginity that day?
No, she probably already did, and she wanted to see if he remembered it.
She's like, did the Quaaludes work?
I do like the idea that like if like she answered it, like she asked like, are you a virgin? And then he goes, yes, I am. And she goes, do you want to change that right now?
Yeah. Stop rolling.
Yeah. Cut, please.
Cut. New tape.
Oh,
and rolling.
Yeah, we're gonna air this live to the country.
Could they have that? I mean, how live was
no,
live back
hell
then?
No.
Right?
I mean, like, oh, no, live. They had live. Oh, they had live TV. Yeah,
I
yeah.
think it was more live then than it is now because I feel like you could alter shit a lot quicker and easier
fair,
now than
with
you
like
could then.
Apps and shit.
Yeah.
I'd use that the filter the other day where it, like it's half your face and it makes your eyes super small and then it shows your other face and it puts like a filter in your face and you're perfect. It's like you're still using a filter, dude. Yeah. Like, that's not me. What do you? My eyes don't glow like that. They're always red and half closed. Don't do that. You're fucking perfect. No, it's okay to not be perfect. I mean, unless you're a girl, it's hard.
I think
it's
imperfection
hard if you're not perfect.
Looks better than perfect shit.
I mean,
I guess, but I mean, how do you feel about like doing a, you know, not that we've ever done it, but like doing a joke, getting it down in like a special and then realizing, oh fuck, I have a better line for it now. Like,
oh, that's the worst.
It is. Then your art is imperfect and, but then it bugs you. It would bug
yeah.
the shit out of me.
Yeah. It's never perfect, though. I'd
probably unrelease it and go edit it and be like, let me do this again real quick. We'll 80R
it. Just No. You just fucking like update it like a patch
yeah.
like for a video game.
They've done that with movies and albums and shit.
Yeah, oh, they did fair. It with Star Wars.
Terrible.
Yeah, well,
terrible.
They did, so.
Terrible.
What did they do? Did they take out the part when Obi-Wan or when whatever his name kills all those children? Because that's what they should have taken out.
No, they actually gave him more time. They edited him into Hayden Christensen into the Return of the Jedi.
Oh, really?
Right at the end where he sees like Yoda and everything. So you see young Hayden, which is
they
weird because Luke never knew young Hayden.
They like, also updated a lot of the CG from the first ones. Like if you watch them on Netflix, it's all like the update. Like the like animals and shit are now computer graphics.
That's weird.
Yeah, kind of.
If I'm being honest too, Star Wars is not that great.
Upon the rewatch, no, but what it was for the time, it was definitely,
I could understand it because I just watched them for the first time in like during the pandemic and I was like, this shit kind of suck, all of them. Yeah, I went through all of them and I was like, this shit is kind of boring.
I mean,
but
if you're looking
why
for
why it would be so big when it came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, if you're looking for something like deep, that's not what you're gonna get, you know. So
I mean, the work it was inspired from, all of like Kurosawa's work and those samurai stories are deep on their own. But what Lucas did was he took like the fun parts, the sword fighting, the magic, the mysticism, the hero's journey. And he just was like, we'll make a movie. How?
Wasn't
I don't
enough
know.
Sword
I'll pay
fighting.
For it. Right?
Should have been more sword
that's
fighting.
That's what you got in 1, 2, and 3, though. And those are garbage, but you those the choreography, the lightsaber choreography, it makes sense. The story that they're doing makes sense. It's great. And then what is added later in things in shows like Rebels and other places, fantastic for the lore, just in general.
There's a lot of shit. There's a too lot much of Star Wars shit.
You ever be like, I'm going to catch up on this and then realize how much there is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I tried to do that with Supernatural. I was like, I'm going to watch Supernatural. And then I was like, 15 seasons, never mind.
Fuck that. And they're probably still doing it, huh?
No, I think they did just ended.
Well, at least there's that.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to watch, the Clone Wars, the cartoon one.
So many.
Dude, yeah, it's like 9 seasons, and it's on Disney Plus. It says The Clone Wars, the final season. I'm like, dude, this is 9 seasons. What do you mean, the final season? It's rude. But yeah, there is a lot of lore. I did laugh out loud in like the first, maybe second episode of Book of Boba when they walked into the cantina and they were playing a different cantina song. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's cute. That's adorable. It was a
different rendition.
Yeah. And that lady that runs that place...
Holla.
Oh, wood smash.
The yellow bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, isn't she like green?
Yep.
With long ass?
Yep. Cool. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
I'm not opposed to different colored people.
Yeah. Not at all. even after fucking Avatar, oh bro, God. They could be furry. And I don't care.
By that, I mean like different than what we're used to on Earth.
That sounds like something your grandfather would say in the 50s. I'm not opposed to different colored people. I just don't think they're equal.
I just think they should be off the sidewalk. Yeah. At all. It's not a big deal.
I just don't want them living in my neighborhood.
Yeah, they could do whatever they want. Just stay out of my place and my daughter.
I'm not opposed to them.
Dude, I still get a little hard when I rewatch Avatar and they're interlocking braids. I'm like, that looks kinky, dude.
You're a weirdo, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know where you're going in the metaverse.
Nah.
What do you think, dude? Virtual real estate? Do you know? Are you going to get on this?
I want nothing to do with the fucking metaverse.
No?
No.
I'd want to be like a virtual gladiator. That would be dope.
Ooh, yeah, you could do that.
A virtual ninja? Hang on.
We can gladiate together, dude.
Okay. Team gladiator?
I'd be a virtual Super Saiyan, but still no.
Yeah, you can't just jump tiers like that. You got to go through the gladiatorial process. You can't just become a Saiyan like that, dude. Yeah. You have to start as a slave.
What do you mean? I'm already a monkey.
So your avatar is going to be a monkey too then?
No. I'm just saying, because Frieza would call Saiyans monkeys.
I know, he's super rude.
Yeah, Frieza was basically a racist. Yeah, he was basically a white man talking to a bunch of niggas.
Wouldn't you be upset if you didn't have genitalia either?
Yeah, I would be very upset.
Even Cell had an asshole. Just shitting nothing. Shit out.
Was he mad because they had all the superpowers and he didn't?
He was, no. He was also mad. Yeah, he was threatened by him, and he was also, he had a very strong Napoleon complex. Yeah.
Okay.
He was like, Joffrey. He was Joffrey of Dragon Ball Z.
Could he also go Super Saiyan?
No, but he had a lot of transformations, and some of them he would purposely make himself taller. Like, there's one of the last movies, actually the last movie they made, he wanted to get the Dragon Balls to literally wish himself taller.
That's pathetic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He went after and tried to kill people, had people killed to wish for himself to be taller.
George, is that something you feel?
Not always.
But not always.
Not always. Sometimes I'm feeling insecure. Yeah, I'm a human. What do you want?
And you're like, I'm willing to venture to the ends of the universe to find 26?
No.
Dragon
seven.
Balls?
Seven.
Why are there 27?
No, nope. There's only seven.
Oh, why?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, I thought there was one for each letter of the alphabet. I thought that's why it's called Dragon Ball Z, because they have to find the last one.
Okay, that is a lot. I was going to call you stupid, but that is a logical thought
process.
I've
never watched it, really. So yeah. I've seen a few episodes, but...
It's a logical thought process because people always ask, why is it Dragon Ball Z? Nobody knows, but it's good.
Fair enough.
Right, Toriyama was like, I need to put something on the end of this. Two? No, we have two to is
separate
stupid.
It from Dragon Ball. Yeah.
He probably did put two and he was like, what's this look like? Dragon Balls? That works.
Yeah.
I mean, that works.
I mean, it's that's like a logical sequel title.
Yeah.
You know?
First one was Dragon Ball, next one's Dragon Balls.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes way more sense.
And right now, if you did Spaceball, that would be a prequel.
Spaceballs was dope.
I mean, it's okay.
Okay.
It's funny, but it's
It's like, Mel Brooks. It's classic,
stupid.
Bro.
It's very stupid.
It's yogurt. I hate yogurt. It's so good.
Yogurt is delicious.
I don't like yogurt. I like the fluffy yogurt, like flavored the whipped yogurt.
Fucking like, oh, like okay, yeah, yeah, dude. Who doesn't?
Yo, Go-Gurt's
like,
fire. Go-Gurt is just yogurt in a fun tube.
What's the brand? Danimals.
Yoplait.
Who doesn't like Danimals, dude?
Oh, Danimals are lit. Yeah. Oh, Danimals are lit.
Danimals. Oh, what about Dunkaroos, dude?
What's they just Dunkaroo? Brought Dunkaroos back. What? They're just these little cookies with like frosting.
I think
frosting
they're like gingerbread cookies. Ooh. They're they not regular
gingerbread
cookies.
Vanilla cookies and a chocolate one.
Mm. That delicious. Shit sounds fire.
They're super good.
And it's basically like the frosting that you dip in is basically like Funfetti.
Yeah, like cake frosting.
Oh, okay. I think we should do like a childhood snacks episode.
Okay.
I'm down. Yeah. I will come back for that. Great, dude. Because a lot of childhood snacks are coming back around.
We're going to need like an EpiPen or something, dude. Yeah. One of us is going to go into shock.
I read a headline earlier that Little Debbie was teaming up with an ice cream company to create ice cream flavors.
Yes.
Hey, do you guys think I should walk around my neighborhood with an ice cream cart?
Yeah,
do you guys think I can make some money during the summer?
Probably. Oh,
you think they get mad at me?
Yeah, but you have to pretend to be Mexican.
No, I don't.
No.
Looks
enough. Just grow your mustache. Out a little thicker.
Ice cream. I'm third generation Hispanic. I don't speak Spanish, and they'll be like, "Oh, you're disgraceful."
Just speak very little words.
They're gonna want elote though.
I can make a decent elote.
Elote is cheap as fuck to make. Yeah. You just gotta boil corn, get some mayonnaise, some cheese, cotija cheese,
and
some butter, and chili.
Yeah, dude, I love. There was a place nearby that I used to go just to get elote.
It's fire.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, put some takis on that
get
bitch.
A little bell. Pring, 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 pring.
I would go. Bah, 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 bah,
no, you wouldn't. You would not do that.
Bah, 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 bah. Who was it that? Oh, JT Turner. Remember JT Turner has that bit about the corn man, and he does the fucking horn sound so good.
It's been a long time.
That bit has always stuck with me because he does it so good. I haven't seen him in forever either.
I mean, yeah, it's been weird for comedy in general. There's a lot of people that I haven't seen or aren't as active as you
think.
Yeah,
and it's like, are you just on Instagram now?
Yeah.
Because that's
what
it seems like.
Some of them aren't even on Instagram anymore.
Like, they're just doing, like, TikTok videos and shit.
Some of them just fucked their lives up.
Well, I mean,
I learned yesterday.
That's me.
On Facebook.
Oh, yeah. People be airing too much on Facebook, guys.
Yeah.
In general. Just
I was like, wait, what?
Just write a letter to yourself and don't send it.
People on Facebook just post shit that you should not be putting to the
general
public.
Oh, yeah. I literally don't post anything, which is probably bad, but
I post dumb shit. I'm not going to get on there and be like, yeah, my whole life is fucked up and this is everything that I did wrong.
I just hate posting something and then someone comments and then I get a notification. I don't like that part.
Turn off the notifications.
That's a good point.
That's too many extra steps, sir. He doesn't want to go into his settings? What are those? Privacy? No.
I'm just not post.
That's fair. I feel like I should, but I can't. Not that I can't be bothered, but I just forget, and I'm, like, busy napping and shit.
Dreaming about Avatar bitches?
Yeah, dude. Okay, she's in Guardians, and she's green, and she's still hot.
Hey, you want to lock tails?
Oh, don't do that to me, sir. I'm going to go get more coffee.
They have no genitalia.
No, because it's not about sex. It's about connection, sir. It's
sex not
about
is not a connection?
Rubbing genitalia.
They
no.
have to,
in
they
the
have
Avatar
to,
world.
How do they reproduce?
In the Avatar world. That's their connection to Awa, bro. That's their mind connecting to the planet. That's how they connect with everything.
But that didn't answer the question, though.
What?
How do they reproduce?
Like that. It's like, it's if you look at the tendrils, not that I've zoomed in on that scene or anything, but if you look at the tendrils, they resemble.
Do you have the Blu-ray? It's in 1080p.
Let's move on. I may have them single filed on a solid state drive so that I can zoom in like the Hubble Deep Field.
Each frame.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's they pollinate each other. They lock and they kind of pollinate.
So
yeah,
do they lay eggs?
Probably not.
No, dude.
Because I've never thought about this shit.
I am confused too because like what the guy in the movie, like his comes from like they made it, right? Like they grew it.
Yes. Yes. So, but from it's like a clone.
Why did they do that?
Because they were trying to connect, the scientists were trying to connect with the native people because it's intelligent life. The man wanted like its resources. So yeah. they grew the avatars essentially to interact with the colony because they were very defensive of their things. And because they were so big, like the humans couldn't interact with them without getting killed.
Okay, but you attach your tentacle to her tentacle. You pollinate her tentacle. Where the fuck does the baby grow and come out of?
In that world, they probably do like shit into a slime bucket, like in a bog. You know, there's probably like a fertility bog.
No,
because think about this. Before they're born, they're not sentient, so they have to be connected to AWA at all times until they're born. It so they probably, would have to be in the earth.
It probably grows in a pod
in Pandora. I'm sorry, not the
dude,
earth.
Like a pea pod.
So yeah. like you know, that scene on like Alien when it's just all the little pods spread out everywhere.
Yeah. Probably. Or Godzilla if you want to talk about shitty films.
Okay, now they have to make Avatar 2 so
they
we
are.
Can find out.
They are. They are making Avatar 2.
20 years later.
Is taking place on the planet because Pandora was the moon of the planet, so we're going to the planet for the
Wait,
next
Pandora
Avatar.
Was
the moon, yeah. Fucking bananas, fuck. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Is that why it's taking them so long to make this shit?
No, it's because they want... Every time they do it, they were like, we have to invent new technology. That's why it takes so long for fucking James Cameron to put shit out. Because every time he does something, it's groundbreaking.
20 years,
I gotta have a better idea. Nah.
Sometimes he gets bored. He runs out of money, you know?
It's like, let me travel to the bottom of the ocean and see what's going on, and then I'll make a new Avatar. Because those are somehow connected.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, most of the shit at the bottom of the ocean looks like aliens anyway.
That's Yo, true. Bro, there is another episode with Will Smith on Welcome to Earth where they take him to the bottom of the ocean and they light up they have a name for it, but basically they flash their light for a second to like charge all of the bioluminescent cells that all these creatures have. And when they turn it on again, like it looks like fucking Christmas lights left to right across
what
the whole
the
screen.
Fuck?
Everything like lights up down there, but because they never get light, it only happens when people force this. So it's one of those things like in the universe that if people didn't do this, it's a beauty that no one would ever
see.
So that
sounds like we need to stop going down there and doing that shit.
No, keep doing it. It looks so cool, bro.
They've been, these creatures
like
have been down there
algae.
For millions, they've been down there for millions of years, unbothered, untouched by light, and you want to go down there and fuck with it?
I mean, if...
You don't even know what's there.
Right, but if
I think we should kill them.
Exactly. No. Maybe we grow something. Maybe they evolve a Godzilla, and now we have to build, you know, a giant fucking
Gundam
machine.
Just to beat
Godzilla.
Look,
I don't want to say Gundam. But
see, we're creating new problems, guys. We need to leave the ocean alone.
You're so negative. I look at it like the TSA. I think we're creating opportunities. We're creating jobs for our economy, bro.
Fuck no, leave it alone. Have you seen an octopus in person?
Yeah, they're so weird, dude.
Dude, there's no way that's not an alien.
Yeah, that's true. That's
oh,
very
wait,
true.
That's perfect. I have a clip that
of
is an octopus.
Oh, God.
Yeah, buddy.
Dude, check this shit out. Watch it move.
Dude, see, there's no fucking way that is not an alien.
Right?
Dude, how does it move on sand? Like, it doesn't look like it should be able to do
that. That doesn't look
like
it's real. That looks like a computer-generated video. Kind of.
I think that's
unless
real,
it's just
dude.
Poor quality. I don't know. But they do move like that. And they are
don't
very
talk shit about my computer, bro.
it would more so be the TV or the connection to the computer.
Is there sound? Is this thing going octopus, 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 you know, like a Pokemon?
I think it's a song. Yeah, it's just a song. Yeah.
Dude, and these things are so fucking smart too. Like look at all that headspace. That's brain. That's gotta be all brain.
It actually controls their buoyancy.
That is a giant wrinkly brain right there.
Dude, it's just a big old boob. Look at it shake, dude. Shake that ass. Let me get that octopus, girl.
I feel like, didn't I ask you what would it look like if you only had one butt cheek?
That's exactly it right there, dude. It would wiggle without anything to bounce off of. It would just be oh my god, that's hilarious, dude. Oh man, that's gross.
Yeah, and what's crazy is they're so mobile underwater.
Yeah.
They're like spaceships. They can just turn on a dime and then shit out ink and then pretend it's a rock. It's scary.
It's pretty cool,
so
man.
Let's kill them. We should kill them before they kill us, bro.
Everything in the ocean should be dead.
Yeah.
Don't give George any type of power over anything.
Yeah,
he's going to get the world in trouble.
If you do, the world's going to have giant robots. I can tell you that.
We can just build giant robots now. We don't have to build them to have something to fight.
He's going to build giant robots to go to the bottom of the ocean to kill all those fish.
Just go wage war.
Yeah, it's going to look like Maui. It's going to look like The Rock. And I'm going to have a net and I'm just going to catch that shit.
Yeah. He's just going to like, where's the nearest oil deposit?
I'm going to just punch it until the fish get annoyed. They start attacking me. Giant squid freak me out, though. Have you seen those pictures of the suction cups on the pilot whale's face? That they're like the size of cans?
Yeah they're
like
insane.
One suction cup is like this big.
On an arm. Yeah.
So an arm is probably like this big.
Bigger than that.
Oh, because that's multiple.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It has suction cups all the way down the arm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Imagine being that ballsy in the water. You see a giant whale, you're like, I think I could fuck it up.
Nah. Good, dude.
No. I don't think I could fuck up anything that size. Anything of good size in the ocean, nobody should fuck it up.
Definitely not in the water.
You're out of your territory. Yeah. Like, you're in their element.
I'd fuck up that octopus on the beach, though.
I bet you wouldn't.
You don't think so?
I bet octopus is Brazilian and it'd choke you the fuck out.
Dude.
Where do you think they got jiu-jitsu from?
I mean, I definitely get one opportunity, but like if you give me like a javelin like we had at the Spartan race, mm-hmm. just give me one stab, a spear type thing.
Hey, are we hard out Captain on Spartan Ahab. Races? Are we all hard
in
out?
In my current state, I am.
I can't possibly do it.
July.
No, there's
oh,
no
fuck
way.
No.
Dodger Stadium, bro.
Bro, that's
no
6 way. Months away.
Stadium. Yeah.
There's no way.
What do you mean there's no way?
Mm. Bro, it's do a you 5K. See this?
It's sexy, bro.
Do you see this? Yeah. I'm not running shit.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we don't have
it
to run
knee,
it. But
my
look,
knee is
we
still,
can,
my
we can do it as
not
a,
good.
We can do it as a team and we can dole out the burpees.
I don't have time to fucking prepare for that.
Quit your job, dude.
I don't want to prepare
time.
For that.
For
and the last
race?
Time I was already in good shape, and I didn't want to prepare, so I didn't have to. This time, I'm not in
yeah,
shape.
Yeah, but you had a real moment with a man who gave you electrolytes on the hill.
Yeah, and he massaged my leg and everything. It was a real sweet moment.
Actually, it was my boyfriend. This is so weird.
He's been following me since the Spartan race.
I ran out of breath coming up the stairs to get in here. I'm
yeah,
not doing smart.
I feel that.
I do. Dude, every day that. I walk up, I'm like, oh, I'm so fucking fat, bro.
Oh, my terrible. God. Maybe we should start a pact.
Yeah, July, bro. Start.
I don't know,
it's,
man.
It's a sprint. Mm. It's not long. It's in the stadium.
You lost me at sprint.
But I mean, I am leaning towards it because it's a stadion.
Yeah, we don't have to climb any fucking ridiculous.
A stadion?
We don't
what
have
do
to
you mean?
Climb
there's
life
the
stadiums.
Bleachers,
right,
dude.
Right, bleachers are fine, but we're not going to hit any life-changing hills where you go,
that is true.
I can't do
that
this.
That is true, because some of those hills mentally broke me.
I can't climb shit, though.
That's fine. I'll climb it for us, you know? I mean, no one's watching, though. Bro, we can make our own rules up. Like, if one of us completes the thing, then we're good. Like,
why,
it's
pay
fine.
Why pay money to go do rule? Some shit to not do it, though?
I agree.
That's
but
the other thing.
That's why you
the
had
other
half
thing
a
too.
Year.
That's the other thing, too. I paid $80 to destroy my body.
Yeah.
My knee is still not healed.
Yeah, but you can say you did it.
Yeah.
I did it, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not one of those, it's not like in the forefront of my memory. It's one of those things that like occasionally I'd be like, oh yeah, I did that thing before and it sucked.
It's in the stadium.
Mm-hmm. I'll pass. I'll go for moral support and watch you.
Oh, you're going to be the one that throws out this time by not doing the race?
How,
no,
how,
like Aaron?
I'll throw up.
I
can probably count on 2 hands every time I've thrown up in my life.
From just in general,
and less than 2 hands, yeah.
Oh my
and
god!
Used, and most of those times were from like drinking too much different alcohol way too fast. That was like 3 separate times, and then when I first discovered hot Cheetos as a child, and I destroyed an entire family bag by myself in one sitting, and then I puked blood red.
That makes sense.
That's traumatic.
Yeah.
Do you still eat hot Cheetos?
Oh, I eat all kind of hot chips. Okay. Bro, I just had the Flamin' Hot Cool Ranch Doritos last night.
What?
That's a lot of flavors.
Oh,
that's like that's the fucking Dr.
Good.
Pepper of chips, dude.
Bro, they're good.
Dude, I like the Flamin' Hot Funyuns. That shit.
Those are
great,
fire, too.
Man. Yeah.
I like the Flamin' Hot Oreos. Those are pretty good.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That would be
I
crazy.
I would be surprised because
they don't have that, right?
I've seen some crazy Oreo flavors.
I bought a Blizzard flavored Oreo one time.
So ice cream flavored Oreo?
Honestly, it was an Oreo Blizzard, so it was an Oreo flavored Oreo.
It was just an Oreo.
Yeah, I was just stupid. I was halfway through the box and I was like, I paid extra for this limited edition.
I'm fucking dumb.
I paid extra for less cookies. It was fucked up.
Gotcha.
That's hilarious. They did. I was convinced they were different though, so I don't know. It might have been ice cream, but you know, cream tastes like cream.
Yeah.
You put it in soda, you put it in between two cookies, it still tastes like cream.
So creamy.
I'm trying to think of the best cream soda. You ever had those Jones cream sodas?
Fire. The best ones are the ones that come in the glass bottles that come in like the 4-pack.
Oh, like those IBCs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so fat, dude. Let's talk about soda, bro.
I don't even like soda, but you put a cream soda in front of me, I'm going to drink it.
You put a 12-pack of RC Cola, I'll finish that during the day. I'll finish all 12 cans right there. Let's fucking make it happen. Half of our 90s candies are going to be drinks. It's going to be like drinkable yogurts. It's going to be Surge. It's going to be Pepsi Blue.
Yoo-hoo's.
Some Burger Kings still have Surge.
Yeah, they just came back a couple years ago.
I was going to say, it's probably a large shipment that they never went through.
Like, oh, how about that? We just like found candy this corn. From 1997.
All the shit that's in Surge, it probably would be like a lifetime shelf life.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
Like a Twinkie.
Yeah. I don't like Twinkies.
No, they're not that great.
I remember eating them and then my throat would hurt.
That's weird.
Isn't it, though?
That is weird.
Yeah, I think it's... I don't know, whatever's in it.
Maybe. Probably a slight allergic reaction.
I don't know what they're made of, but it can't be good. You know?
No, because they... Yes, please. Twinkies don't expire.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen Zombieland, the first one?
Yes.
Okay. Will Harrelson's entire drive in that movie is finding Twinkies.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
And this is like years after the world ends. And he's like searching for Twinkies because he's like, they don't go bad. And he loves Twinkies so fucking much.
What a weirdo, you know?
Yeah. He actually cries at one point because they find a box of Twinkies. And then dumbass shoots it with birdshot and just peppers them all with BBs.
Thanks for that synopsis of the Twinkie story, part of Zombieland. I appreciate that.
It's a great movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. There was a second one, right?
Mm-hmm. Equally great.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's surprising.
It was. I was surprised at how good it was.
Is Bill Murray still alive?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is. Huh?
Yes, he is. He was just somewhere doing something.
Not in that world.
I think...
Wait, did you say you eat Twinkies and your throat hurt?
Yeah.
You know you're supposed to chew them, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You can't just fucking...
Yeah, dummy. No, I chewed them. It was just something that was in them. I don't know. I didn't like it.
Hmm. I feel like they've changed recipes.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably, because remember they went away for a while and then came back out of nowhere.
They're like, oh, we got to stop killing kids, so we got to use less sugar, more sorbitol.
There's no way they took sugar out of it.
You should eat a Twinkie now and see if it still makes your throat hurt. Tell us.
All right, let's try it.
There's got to. Why isn't there gourmet podcast. Twinkies? Why don't they have like some now featuring real sugar?
Dude, I had a gourmet donut the other day and it was out of control.
Where do you get a gourmet donut?
I don't know. What does that?
What
work?
Makes it a Somebody gourmet donut? Work.
I don't is know. It the donut bar like gourmet donut?
Bro,
probably.
Their donuts are great, but I was not expecting to pay $27 for all the donuts that I got.
God. They're expensive.
Yeah, they're hella expensive, but they're good. They're quality donuts.
However, I will say, for some reason, the city of like Lakewood, Cerritos, like that whole surrounding area, have a vast amount of donut shops that are all insanely delicious. There's this place called Granny's Donuts. Oh my god!
And they're fucking love they're donuts, expensive. Dude.
Yeah.
Have you had a cronut yet?
What's a cronut?
A croissant donut.
A croissant
what?
Donut,
dude.
Oh yeah. My god!
It's like a glazed croissant. It's great.
What?
Yes.
It's fantastic. That's what I was getting to though. It's like the $27 I paid at Donut Bar. I still think like a dozen glazed donuts from a Yum Yum would be equally as good.
Yeah. I go
equally
there for
as
their,
satisfying.
Yeah.
I go there for their French toast donut.
Oh yeah, when their specialty donuts.
No, donut bar.
Donut bar. Yeah, okay. They got dopes. Like they had a s'mores one.
Can we
for
go
a little
there
while.
Sometime too?
We're gonna have to split that donut, bro.
It's downtown. We can go tonight.
That's fair. Yeah.
So they open that late?
Sometimes they have music.
They're
yeah, they
open until they run out of donuts.
Well, that's a stupid business model. But all right.
Why? if you spend the day making donuts and your whole model is I'm gonna sell donuts fresh, you would stay open till all those donuts are gone.
Then you fucking make more.
They're big. There's a reason they're expensive donuts. We're talking like a $7 donut.
Plus when you make something like that that is a scarcity, like, oh, I can only get it until they run out, people want it more.
Smart.
I guess. Yeah. Or you could sell more.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is that Voodoo Donut is just as satisfying, just as good, not that expensive.
I've never been to a Voodoo Donut.
Bro, what?
I like the cookie plug. You got a cookie plug
yet? They just
yet?
Opened one by my house.
See,
no.
That is by your house.
Yes, that is. Where, that is. I
really?
Could walk,
is Starbucks really?
I could
yeah.
walk there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's super close. You didn't know about that
no.
one?
No.
They just opened on 14th right next to the Arco.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
a weird
It used
place.
To be a dispensary.
It is.
Open a
it, is. It used to be a dispensary. When they started construction, I was like, hell yeah, another dispensary. Yeah.
That's the dispensary where I dabbed out from the girl, and I'm pretty sure she just dabbed me a half gram straight, and my brain shut off, dude. Like, you guys know how close I live to that 14th. If I didn't live that close, it would have been a rough
day.
Oh,
God.
I just want to say to all dispensaries here now, in the present and in the future, stop doing pre-roll joints. Pre-roll everything. Just stop pre-rolling, period.
There's good pre-rolls now. The free pre-rolls are always
never,
the shitty ones.
Never found out. I've paid money for them, and they're always poorly rolled.
You gotta get the. You gotta. You just have to know the right ones to get. There's some good ones, like Baby Jeeters.
I have to know the right ones to get.
Yes, I know. I understand you because I used to be anti pre-roll too. People would be like, "Oh, I got some pre-rolls. No, thank you." But now there's pre-rolls that you have to like actually go and pay for. There's some really good.
I feel
ones.
Like when they come in glass, it's good.
Yes, they come in a glass tube, or if they just come in like a fancy, fully like. A label all the way around the tube.
that's the bar. It just has a sticker that completes the full circumference of the tube.
And leaves a little sliver of open space.
Like, we barely had enough room to fit all of the percentages on this one, okay? ABC, THC, WOW, we got everything in this motherfucker.
Whoa, have you guys tried that Delta 9 shit?
No. I'm scared.
I don't fully understand it because they say it's like some new cannabinoid they discovered that is federally legal, but it still gets you high. Mm. I bought 2 pre-rolls from that. They were good, and they got me very high, and I was surprised.
Hmm.
And you can go to like a liquor store.
I was expecting like a negative review or something.
No.
Is it cheap?
I was expecting a negative review too. Yeah, I got, I think it was like $8 a pre-roll, and they were buy one, get one free when I got it.
That's what I miss about the fucking motorcycle part store dispensaries.
Oh,
you know,
the
foreclosed business dispensaries. It's like you walk out, you're like, am I a rock star? Like, I got so much free shit just
it's
now.
Like, oh, it's Friday. It's buy one, get one for negative.
Yeah.
It's like
first time patient, spend $50, get $100 worth of free weed.
Yeah, it's crazy. And hand jobs in the back. You're like, this is great.
Bro, there was one dispensary I used to go to. It was called Victory 215. And they had a punch card system where you get 10 stamps, and they would write the amount you spend on each stamp you get. And after you fill out all 10 of them, they would add up the amount that you spent and give you, I think it was like 20% of your total spending amount to spend again in the store.
That's nice. Pretty dope. That's
so
imagine making so much money going, they think this is a fucking deal.
No, it actually was though, because there'd be times where like I'd spend like 200, because it's over 10 trips. So over 10 trips, you spend a couple $100, mm-hmm. and then I'd end up having like $100 to get free weed with.
The good old. You remember spinning the wheel on your way out?
Oh, hell yeah.
They're like, oh, you landed on nothing, but here's a couple of pre-rolls anyway.
Yeah. Oh, free dab. Hope you don't have anything to do.
Dude, I was scared when I dabbed out that half gram. And I left because I was in a coughing fit, and the girl was super cute, and I didn't want to think I was a bitch.
That would be the worst. Dude, I would hate to do a dab in public. Dude, I'd be hacking, bro. I'd be like,
it hurt.
Is there a place I can spit?
Like, do you have a spit bucket back there by chance?
Yeah, dude, because I'm either going to spit on the floor or, like, I'm just going to, like, put it in my sweatshirt or something. You know, like, I got to do something here.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to hack up something.
Oh, man, the good old black market days where you're like, you guys just have a grow up in the back. I can smell it. Like,
yeah.
This is a giant warehouse, and your storefront is a closet. I wonder what's going on back there.
I miss just being able to, like, actually see and smell the weed.
Yeah.
Like, that's the dumbest shit. You can't go in there and smell weed anymore.
Yeah. You know what's weird is buying weed in Colorado? Because it's like Costco. Or, like, when you buy big item tickets or big ticket items at Costco, you have to pick it through a catalog and then go pick it up in a different spot. That's how it was in Colorado, where they're like, here's an album, here's all, like, what we have. Sometimes they'll have samples in the bag that you can look at, but then they'll give you your receipt, and you have to, like, leave the building and go to, like, their back room to pick it up.
That's weird. Fuck?
That sounds dumb.
It was
that,
odd.
That sounds like, I would feel like that's illegal. While I was
there. Like, feels sketchy. Did you steal my money?
It
would have,
but they had a big ass light up sign in the parking lot. I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. This is, like, legit.
Pick up here.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's very strange.
It's just the laws, or?
I assume so. Like, maybe at the time, like, you couldn't. They were trying to minimize the amount of crime that can go on. You know, they have to separate the product from the storefront, possibly. Hmm. It might be way more lax now, but, you know, that's how it was when I went.
Hope so.
Years ago.
Yeah.
But it wasn't hard to, no, it was, there was no line. There was, you know how right now they're like, give me your ID and, like, you have to check in. It was a store. You just go in.
That's how it is in Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have dispensaries in Michigan.
That's when I was back home, it was like, I went to several because it was so easy. Like, you can walk in. There's nobody manning the door. The doors are, like, open. I mean, when I mean open, I mean I didn't have to pull open a door.
It was just like, open, like just, walking into a Circle K.
Let's
go rob them.
It was crazy. That's what I thought. I was like, dude, I could easily rob this place. Yeah. Like, if I had a weapon, like,
and
no problem.
In Michigan, bro.
Yeah. It was
they
crazy.
Have a bunch of Lambos in the crazy. Back. They're like, please do. We've been waiting to put these Lambos on the street, bro.
It was wild.
I miss it. Now weed's expensive, and I mean, what I love is they'll bring it to you.
Yeah,
home.
It was cheap too.
It's fantastic.
I got 3 1-gram cartridges for $60.
Damn.
It was stupid.
$20 a cartridge?
Yeah. It was stupid.
Wholesale. That's what that is.
I can still get weed cheap. I just can't go to a dispensary.
Yeah.
I'm about to try and get a job in one tomorrow though.
Oh.
Yeah. Stizzy's having a hiring event.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
All of their storefronts are super legit. Like, one of my buddies does a lot of their shit, and he does good work, and it's good glass work. Like, everything's custom in there. It's a legit spot.
Yeah.
That's why you buy Stizzy. They're the Glock of marijuana cartridges.
They really are.
They're for your everyday working man. Mm-hmm. And you can stash in your waist belt and not set off an alarm.
It's true.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should do it, but
totally sneak it into a like a courthouse.
Six Flags.
Mm-hmm. I like just bringing it into the theater, sitting in the back.
Taking the Six Flags, dude, just hitting it as you're going up the roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
You go so often, you're like, watch, if I throw it here, I can catch it at the top of the roof. Fucking ninja.
You figure out the flip so you can catch it in your mouth.
And he's like, yeah, if you look down, there's 30 batteries. That was me. I tried a lot.
I figured it out. The fact that it only took you 30 batteries is amazing.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like when you see those trick shots with, like, cards and dice and shit.
Yeah.
And then you look on the floor, it's like, oh, that's 19 decks of cards.
It's
You've been at this.
It's just a numbers game.
All day.
A numbers game, yeah.
What's one of the tricks you think you could pull off? You think you do, like, a basketball?
Yeah, a lot of the basketball
you
ones.
You do a soccer one?
No, that requires more skill that I don't have.
I don't think I could do any of them.
There's some that I see.
I want to learn how,
like,
to spin the bat. Is that real? Or you spin the bat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is it hard?
I don't know how they do it. Hmm. It probably requires a lot of forearm strength.
I got that.
Sure.
Bro, I'm a fucking animal.
Imagine being a mob enforcer going to beat somebody's ass with the bat. You're just doing tricks with it. Flip it before you break their legs.
Bouncing it off the ground and shit.
Behind your back. Yeah.
I got to warm up before I fuck you up. Hang on. Yeah. What else you got for us, William?
You want a video
clip? This is light speed over here. Don't blur out the face. You make it less fun for us.
I didn't. This is not my editing.
Oh, no. This girl's trying to get on this bike?
She's definitely... A vagrant.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh. Like, doesn't that hurt you, pussy?
That's got to hurt. That's got to hurt.
The taint.
She's like, it does hurt, but this is my only ride out. So she's like, I'm going to suck it up.
Walking, dude. Yeah. I've walked for 100 miles today, so.
Yes.
Yeah, he's this? So excited
Wait,
for her.
What is this comment? Wait, there's more of the video? Okay, hold on.
Oh,
let's...
Yeah, yeah.
It's going well. It's going kind of well. It's good.
They're so
It's going well.
Oh, my God.
Oh. They tried.
Ass over tea kettle. Hey, we got it in slow-mo.
That's why you're supposed to be a backpack when you ride on the back.
But what is this? I laughed so hard I had to start breathing manually. Like,
what does that even mean?
I don't know. Yeah. And the fact that it got 294 likes, like, what does that mean?
I have no idea. Nick 8 Rizzo, right into the podcast. Let us know if you're watching.
What is manual breathing?
Fishnets, ukulele, a joint. She had it coming. That's rude.
Just look at her. Like,
she trying. Look at the effort. You know who didn't try?
Dude.
The driver.
How come only blurred the biker's face?
Because he took off. She's the only one that signed the waiver. It's like, fuck this bitch.
After she woke up in the hospital.
Yes! Yes. Like, why are you so excited about that? Yes, she
finally
got on a bike.
Rid of
good
her.
That crackhead took off.
The whole thing.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh my god.
His first instinct isn't to go check on them. He's like, I'm going to zoom in.
Yeah.
You need a better view of this, viewer. And
now where,
thank you,
where
sir.
Is this? My throat's
somewhere
throat's
in Britain or oh, in you think? Europe. Yeah, listen to the accents and then those just that style of road and those street lamps.
Interesting. Yeah, you bring up a lot of good points.
Huh. Did you know that in Britain they drive on the wrong side of the street and they ride their bikes weird?
Mm-hmm.
So
nope.
What was the plan though?
Go.
Just to get her home.
Gonna take her home, get her high and fuck.
Yeah, dude, she's gonna fucking lick crack cocaine off out of his pee hole.
Maybe this guy was a DoorDasher and he was like, you gotta pick up this homeless person and drop her off around 14th. And he's like, I can get to 10th. What's it's under an account called Girls Who Slam.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of shit you follow?
Yeah.
Is that what you get off on? He gets off on avatars.
No. I also get off
girls
on
slamming.
I'm versatile.
It's like, did you see that bitch hit her face?
I don't jerk off to her. I just envision myself doing it to them.
It's like, how can you beat your wife without beating your wife?
True. You got to take a hit for yourself.
I need ideas. Should be getting old. You know, I can't just do it the same way every time.
I can't keep unscrewing the back tire. It's exhausting. It's way easier if we just fall. Just deck. That poor girl. She probably doesn't remember.
No.
She probably doesn't remember anything.
It's probably a Tuesday for her.
That's probably not the hardest fall she took that week.
Fair.
That is fair. Are you ready for one that you had?
Yeah. I don't remember what I put in the thing. Oh, this is great.
Let's say a rally driver. I love rally cars.
Me too.
Let's see if my computer can handle it. Okay.
In Australia?
Get some sound. The sound is what's funny here. This is... It's this rally driver.
It won't let me.
You broke your computer, bro?
Do you want me to do it?
I'll do it.
Dude, what is going on?
Maybe because it's full screen? Play it? Yeah, just do it like this. It's fine.
It's not fine, George. We have people that are paying for this.
I agree. For the listeners, this is rally car driving, and you get a navigator, and he gives you directions, and you're supposed to follow them. And Samir is not.
How did this guy make it?
Sammy, you have to listen, Sammy. Otherwise, it is not working, Sammy. Seriously, you are watching and driving. You have to be easy, Sammy. Otherwise, we won't win it. You have to be easy, Sammy. I'm telling you. You're not
such a, like, a dad. Easy,
Sammy. You are fucking up, dude.
Your advice, Sammy. Into double caution, jump. Double caution, jump.
Double clutch.
Sammy, please. Sammy. Fast, medium, right. Listen to the call. Sammy, please listen to the call. Sharp left. Sammy, you have to stay on road, Sammy. Otherwise, car will break down. Sammy, you will wreck the car.
You will wreck the car.
You have to stay on road, Sammy.
You have to stay on road.
Samir, you are the worst driver I have ever ridden with in my whole life. Samir, what the fuck are you doing?
But that's how I would be calling shit. I can't stay calm.
Oh, fuck no.
Sammy, what are you doing, man? Fucking hell. Sammy, please, I beg you. We are wrecking the car.
Jesus.
Sammy, you are wrecking the car.
Shut up.
Shut up.
What are you doing, my friend? Shut up.
What did he say?
He said, shut up, don't tell me how to drive.
That's what he's there for.
You're breaking the car.
That was fantastic.
How do you have a co-pilot and tell him, don't tell me how to drive?
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, that you need those.
Like, but how can there be that much miscommunication between the two of them?
I guess I was reading into it. It's what happened was, this is a long course, and someone edited the footage. These are just minor. This is according to what I read. This is like 10% of the race. These are just like when he's out of control, when he's going too fast, trying to correct him. But I guess the driver and the call out guy, the navigator, are legit, but they lost their jobs because of like the optics that it put on them. It made the caller look bad. It made the driver look bad.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But
dude,
somebody edited it to be funny like that. And it was, it's great.
Yeah. Oh, the power of the internet.
Samir, what the fuck are you doing?
Nah, shut up.
There's also something that's just very hilarious about a dude with the Indian accent cursing.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like,
so polite, too, though.
That made that video like 20 times more funny. Like,
if you can't drive, you can't drive.
Samir, I beg you, please listen to me.
Please listen to the calls.
Yeah, it's like a father like trying to stop his son from not being in Hinduism anymore. It's like, son, I'm begging you, please don't go to Christianity. They're the devil. You don't need bacon that bad.
You need a couple of these in there. You know,
you don't need to eat bacon so bad, son. It's not good for you. It's going to clog your heart.
But it's
they don't eat cow, huh?
It's
Muslim.
So
I'm
good.
Fucking racist.
But it's so good.
Ah, oh, shit. That's
it's
so
not
funny.
Kosher. That's wrong.
You don't need cheeseburgers that bad, Samir.
Impossible burgers.
Oh, fuck.
That's what you need.
That was good. That was good.
Not as good as Samir's driving.
Oh, my God.
I love that. You must stay on road. Like he doesn't know. Yeah. Like he's not aware.
This is not the course, Samir.
Stop playing Mario Kart, Samir. This is not a shortcut, bro. You get a penalty for this shit.
Oh, shit. That's so funny. Is my microphone broken, Samir?
Repeat. Can you hear?
I need you to tell me you can hear me. All right. This is great, too. Football player got heckled on the sidelines. I guess his name is Marcus Peters. This shit's great.
Ew. That nigga is from LA. That just made me even more of a Rams fan.
Dude, you know who this reminds me of?
Who?
You know? Who we used to work with?
Fucking Blake.
Where are you from?
Where are you from, homie?
Where you from?
He definitely got picked up at like an open combine. Because you know there's stadiums in Inglewood. That nigga lives around the corner from the stadium. And he was like, oh, I can go play? Bet.
It's like, I'm fast as fuck, boy. I'll fucking get in there. That's so fun, dude. And like, that is like, I mean, he doesn't give a fuck, dude. Because if you're doing that at the NFL level, dude, like, this reminds me, I love this because when I was in high school, my band did a fundraiser that was like a live wrestling like show, you know, like a one night, like we brought in like semi-professional wrestlers,
like Greco wrestling or WWE wrestling,
like WWE wrestling.
That's tight.
Yeah, sports entertainment.
So yeah, this small town in Michigan, we brought in the semi-professional wrestling thing and like sold tickets and everything in our gymnasium and shit. And so like, of course, like I went and I had like front row or like second row maybe. And I remember like when it started and like, you know, the bad guy came out and we were like yelling at him like, you suck, you're no good. And he turned around and looked at us and goes, sit down and shut up. And we were like, okay, yes, sir. We sat right down. We were like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
And it's not like yelling at your TV. Shit.
Yeah, exactly.
He can yell back.
Yeah, it was so crazy. I was we were like, oh, shit. All right, I guess we'll do what
bro,
the
we
big
were
man
just playing,
says.
Man. You don't have to be like joking. That.
And I look back and my dad's behind me and my, it was me and my friend and he was just laughing at us. Just laughing. Like, what? He's not going to do anything to you. It was so funny.
Do you guys have signs? Did you make signs?
No, because we didn't know who the people were. Oh. There was a midget match, though.
Whoa.
I've always wanted to see
like it was a short match or the people were small?
The people were small.
Yeah. They're little people, not midgets.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Just because you started this podcast with the N-word before he got here. You can just throw out the M-word as well, bro. That's a lot of liberty. What else we got? We got any more?
I have one more from you.
That's perfect, because we can end it, do plugs.
Is that a fucking hovercraft?
Bro, it's a one-person small quadcopter, if I'm going to read the title for you. It's...
Bro, I can't see.
It's the future.
Do I need sound?
It's just a music. It's fitting.
Okay, it is fitting. Where do you buy this?
I don't know, but I want it.
And can you buy it on Zip?
Can you rent it on Zip?
This is super cool. What's
look
this
at
antenna
that, dude.
For?
So when you crash, you can call for help, dude.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
Yo.
Can you go higher or does it just stay like above the ground?
I don't know if I want to go higher, dude.
Okay, see, fuck the metaverse. We need to be putting more energy into shit like this.
Right?
Yeah, but none of us can afford
this
shit.
There's one that does, it's a quadcopter like this, but it turns into a motorcycle.
I've seen that one.
Is this only one person?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want other people in there with me. Fuck you, bitch. Buy your own.
Also,
is he going
dude,
48 miles an hour?
Guess so.
If there's two big... First of all, they're flying. It's calculated in knots. But they...
He does not know that.
I don't. But if there's like a rock that's sticking out, like it's just going to like run right in. Like it's not going to go like, you know...
I'm sure you can control the height. I'm sure it can go up, yeah. But it's just not safe because...
Look at him, he's flying off his roof.
It's new.
This,
you don't want to, like...
Is this gas or is it battery? Because you know when drones die, they just fucking fall.
It's definitely not battery.
That's cool. Isn't
and if
that
it
so
is,
cool,
I'm not
bro?
Doing it. That is cool.
That's the Jetsons. That's what that is.
Yeah.
This is the year George Jetson was born.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Meet George Jetson. Can I play George Jetson? That'd be cool.
A Filipino George Jetson?
Yeah.
The fuck out of here,
dude. George. The main character in Starship Troopers was Filipino, and that was written in like 1943.
Whoa, dude. That's
so
crazy.
The man of the future is mixed. Sorry. You know why? Because we're the only ones that'll take money to be the first to like do shit.
Right.
Because we'll take it. We'll do it for cheap.
Frontline.
You and Mexicans.
Yeah. Yeah. What did I say? Filipinos? Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Whatever.
You're so racist today, William.
He's sorry. Always this way. He's just
he?
Showing more.
I'm trying to get us notoriety.
Let's start calling out celebrities. Who do you want a rap battle?
Oh, God.
Dr. Dre's looking for somebody to do a versus against Eminem.
We need to bring Aaron back for that.
I miss Aaron. Sometimes.
He busy making friends in Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago. He doesn't like us. Doing good. He looks like he wants us to think he's doing good. He's doing, I guarantee, about the same as we are.
Yeah, probably.
And that's not great.
Thanks for ending this podcast on a high note, George.
I tell jokes for free. So, where are you going to be?
What a fucking downer, dude. this weekend, I'm assuming you're watching this on Patreon. If you're not, you need to do that. www.patreon.com/thebuddysystemco. We'll be at Solario Brewing Company on January 29th. We have a great lineup, including Frank Castillo, Alec Damani, who's with us here, Marcus Griffin, and George and I. Show's at 7 p.m., so make sure you come out for that. And then the next big one I want to talk about is April 6th at the Ontario Improv.
Oh, shit.
Of course, George and I, we have we announced the lineup yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We don't need to yet, right?
No, I don't know. You tell me. You're
doesn't
the fucking,
matter if I'm not on there.
You're the fucking...
Yeah, I mean, our guest is not on it.
Yeah,
so,
I guess that's a good point. But
no, that's tight. Who is on there? Oh, you can tell me when we're done.
Yeah,
I'll just show you the graphic. It's been done for a while. It's the most efficient I've been in a while. I was like, oh, I got this done already?
Weeks in advance.
This
I
is
do
crazy.
Have one suggestion or one request for Saturday's show.
Mm-hmm. You show up 20 minutes late? I assumed.
No, I always show up on time. I like to show up on time. No, can you make Marcus Griffin go before me?
If he's there, sure.
Yeah. Just to hurt his ego. That's it. Like, I don't feel like I should go in front of him. Doesn't matter. But I feel like if you put me after him, it's going to hurt him and it's going to make him feel away.
And
I like
that's what you want.
To him.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. He's not listening to this, so he's not going to be ready. He's also not a Patreon subscriber, so he's not going to get it early or know about it. So, Oh, well, I guess you just made the lineup. I like the money. you can now list yourself as producer of that show. Congratulations. What other shows are you going to be at, Mr. Damani?
I will be at the Comedy Chateau February 6th. And LA, and then I will also be at the what's that show that Paul Antonio is running in Ontario? What's that place called?
A la Cés
at 6. I will be there on February 2nd. It's a Wednesday, and that's all I can remember off the top of my head.
Where can they find your dates?
On my Instagram profile at your mom's favorite black guy.
Dope. I'm at the George F. You heard my dates. You know where we're going to be. Go to www.patreon.com/thebuddysystemco for access, early access, discounts. Some tiers get free merch. There's also some tiers that are good. You can sign up, and if you're a Patreon subscriber, you can waive your sign-up fee at certain events. So just go to the page, check out a tier. Maybe you're an open micer, might go for you. So
yeah, there are tiers for comics and fans alike.
Yeah, we're trying to save you some money, give you some extra content. There is an exclusive Patreon-only podcast up there. Check it out. Again, www.patreon.com/thebuddysystemco. Check us out. Thank you for listening, guys. Bye.